Broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for FinTech South 2018. Brought to you by PPRO, taking the complexity out of payments. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you from FinTech South 2018. It has been so much fun having these conversations. It's kind of surreal. We're down in the end zone at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we have had such marvelous conversations. They're just a tremendous number of bright, passionate folks here to talk about all things fintech, and this conversation is going to be no exception. Lee, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast CEO with Vizolution, Mr. Bill Safran. Hello, sir. How are you?
Very well indeed, Stan.
Bill, can you share a little bit about Vizolution? How are you serving folks?
Sure. I mean, basically what we do is we have solutions that streamline complex customer journeys. So if you think about the journeys that, say, a big bank asks you to go through are these convoluted, fractured processes that are based around what's good for the bank rather than what's good for you.
What a concept.
I think you lived that. I can see the pain on your face.
Yes, I had scar tissue from that.
And so what we do is we put everything with the customer first and build solutions for the big banks to engage with those customers on an omni-channel basis. And when I say omni-channel, everyone's got their own definition of omni-channel. Ours is customer gets to choose whether they want to go through the web or go through telephony or go through the branch. And it's our job to help the bank serve those customers in all channels. And furthermore, allow the customer to meander between channels. Because again, I'm sure you've gone through that experience of applying online, failing for whatever reason, and they make you start all over again when you go into telephony or into the branch.
Now, when you're talking to prospective clients about this, how foreign is this concept of actually just going super duper hard on customer experience and investing as much time and energy and resources on that area as they do on customer acquisition, which seems like a lot of attention gets spent on that side of the ledger?
No, that's a super good point. But, you know, I don't think the banks are necessarily any different from everybody else, is that you see a lot of people spending a lot of effort on bringing in new customers rather than serving their existing customers. And I think the banks have kind of realized that, is that, you know, they're competing against other folks out there. And in some ways, they're almost a little bit on the defensive against the new challenger banks or fintechs that are out there trying to eat their lunch. And the way to compete against those guys is on service. And what we've seen in the marketplace is that a lot of people have done the rush down to the bottom, which is make it cheaper, make it cheaper, make it cheaper. But that's not necessarily what a customer wants. They might want better service. And right. That's where the banks are very well focused.
And that's where they could do a better job, because they have a lot of warm bodies to throw at this if they want to, if they want to, right? But they don't want to use that or they don't think to use that resource.
I think you're spot on, is that you want to compete with your strengths. And the strength of the big banks is not, you know, necessarily just competing on the tech side. They need to compete across the board. And where they've got their strengths is, as you say, warm bodies, locations, and also, you know, past experience with these customers. These customers trust the big banks more so than they would trust, say, you know, 1-year-old fintech startup.
Now, it seems that banking goes through, they expand and then they contract when it comes to branches, right? Like at some point they're like, oh, there's a branch on every corner. And then all of a sudden they're like, where? There's no branch near me. Like, what is that about?
Well, it's the latest consultant that they have in.
Is that how it works? Last consultant wins? That's the new strategy?
Exactly. Or when they change their SVP, all of a sudden it all changes. No, I mean, I think that, you know, the banks have struggled with, you know, what to do with the branches. And what we're seeing is in Europe is that a lot of the branches are being used as a way of better engaging with the customers. So we have an example with Santander in the UK, where they're actually driving branch traffic to telephony. So what they're doing is they're putting kiosks and video booths, etc., in their branches so that they have a physical location, but it's served out of their telephony group. And they're doing this particularly with what I'm going to call the low frequency, you know, high complexity type transactions, including, say, mortgages is what we're doing with them. But bereavement, or, you know, someone dies, how do you handle that? How do you handle women who change their last name when they get married? All those types of complex issues that they're just not going to see in the branch on a day-to-day basis. But if you centralize it, say, in telephony, you actually have centers of excellence.
Now, are you finding that in banking that they're nimble enough to kind of play with these millennial-focused kind of technology companies?
I think they are. Is that, you know, I think, you know, if you asked the question 5 years ago, the answer is no. If you ask the question today, I mean, you just have to look around here, is that there's, you know, SVPs of innovation by the thousands wandering around, you know, both this event, but also every event. And so what they're looking for is what's going to make a difference to their business. And I think, you know, some of the banks have been caught with, you know, shiny object syndrome, where they're just, you know, trying to find the next glittery thing. Other ones have really focused on what's going to make a fundamental difference to their customer. And I think those are the guys who are going to win.
And for you and your firm, talk about why it was important for you to attend FinTech South.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we're based in the UK and we have a big presence throughout Europe, but not such a big presence in North America. And one of our goals and what we announced about 3 weeks ago was to move into the US. So we've got a small office in Toronto, we've got a small office in Boston, and our goal is to really expand within the US. We've done a very good job in the UK with customers like RBS and Santander and HSBC and BNP Paribas in France. Now, how do we bring that success to the US? And so we're down here in Atlanta to really meet the people who are either going to be our customers or are going to be partners that we can work with.
Now, what was it like in England when you were talking about coming to North America and then you said, oh, we're going to be going to Atlanta? And then anybody go, why are you going to Atlanta? Like, what do they have to do with FinTech?
My wife was one of them. Exactly. I mean, I was in San Francisco a month ago, and they probably do a conference like this every afternoon. And New York is exactly the same. I mean, I think the keynote speaker brought up the point that, you know, Atlanta is open for business, and you guys have really very, very talented individuals here. Because at the end of the day, you know, business is just made up of the people. And if you can find talented people, that's where you should set up your businesses. And you guys got, you know, great Georgia Tech is here. Institute of Technology and et cetera. And there's some really great businesses.
Now, does it matter to you as an international firm that so many credit card processing goes through Atlanta? Is that something that's important to you? What would be a driver to get you to consider moving, or at least some of your offices here to Atlanta?
If we were a bank, I mean, I think that, you know, again, you follow where the talent is. I mean, we've set up in Wales, so the little town called Swansea in Wales in England. And the reason that we, in UK, and the reason that we set up there was because we could find top quality talent there and also retain the talent. Because if you're going into, say, a New York of the world or a London of the world, yes, it's easy to recruit, but those guys are chopping and changing every 6 months. And what you really want in a business is, you know, long-term people that you can bring up in your culture and are going to add value, you know, across the, you know, long period.
So now, how have you attacked this show today? You're here to meet, network would be some of it. Some of it's the learning, some of it the speakers. How are you attacking the day?
It's a number of meetings. So we've got a number of meetings with some of the big banks over here, chat about what we're doing in Europe, and to understand where their issues are. I think part of it is just listening to other smart people, you know, tell me things that I can learn from, is that I'd much prefer to learn from other people's mistakes or successes rather than have to do it myself.
And then if somebody wanted to learn more about your firm, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way is probably to go to our website, which is www.visolution.com. And there's a form there where you can find out a little bit more information about us and contact us. Or find me on LinkedIn. So it's Bill Saffron at Visolution.
Now, what does your ideal customer look like?
It's a enterprise level bank. So we're talking about people who are probably at 500 call center seats and larger. So it's not the mid-tier, it's definitely the, you know, the big enterprise level guys, you know, the HSBCs.
And then what's the pain they're having where you guys are a good fit?
Really, they tell us. So, one of the first things that we do when we sit in front of these guys is ask, you know, where's the pain that you're facing? And most of it is, a lot of it's onboarding. a lot of it is what I'm going to call these digital misfits. So people who are going through online journeys that fail for whatever reason. So if you think about, you know, those big bank journeys, they probably only get 25 to 30% of their customers through. What do you do with the other customers? And that's where we're really focused.
And then are the banks seeing a lot of kind of abandonment in the sense that the person's going to get frustrated and then they're just going to, I'm going to just get another bank?
Absolutely. If you can't serve the customer where they want to be served, then you know they're going to find someone who can. And especially on the digital side, is that what we're finding is that you know the big banks, or actually everyone, says, hey, this is an easy way and cheap way for me to serve the customer. It's not necessarily the best way. And again, back to the conversation that we were having earlier about, you know, really focusing on customer service, this is a great area to focus on, is to find those digital misfits and handle them in a, you know, streamlined way.
All right, Bill Saffron, we're going to turn you loose because I know you want to get to lunch and have some grits, right?
Absolutely.
But thank you so much for coming to hang with us, and congratulations on the momentum. And I got to tell you, it makes a body feel good that we are garnering the kind of attention internationally that warrants organizations like yours, people of your caliber, to come and hang out with us a little bit and see if there aren't ways for us to help folks and make money.
Absolutely. No, we're having a great time here.
All right. We'll be back in a few from FinTech South 2018.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and P-Pro. P-Pro takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.